So let's hear a follow-up of what happened to your patient. He actually looks like he went into a trial, a phase two study of R-squared. Can you talk about what happened once he started treatment?
Well, the treatment was well tolerated, but I have to explain that the patient actually was really symptomatic by his pleural effusion, so he had to have a pleurosynthesis and some evacuation of pleural liquid. Went okay, came back with the after the next 8 days for the next rituximab infusion, was better, continued to improve over the first month with the different rituximab infusion, and no other pleurosynthesis was necessary. We did an intermediate CT scan at 2 months or 3 months that showed still persisting pleural effusion, but we were able to basically continue because there were no symptoms anymore. He was feeling much better doing his daily efforts and daily activities. And at 6 months, when the patient was evaluated with a CT scan, he had reached a CR, which was very interesting and even probably a little bit surprising because this was really a patient with a symptomatic burden. And we know, for instance, that pleural effusion is usually an adverse prognostic factor in this patient. So we were having well surprised in the good direction. The patient then went with consolidation with lenalidomide rituximab for 1 year, had resumed work during the first 6 months, and went perfectly well during this time and perfectly well for the next year of rituximab. And I have seen him like probably 1 month, 1 month and a half ago, and he was 1 year out of treatment and was just fine.
While he was receiving treatment, did he have any problems with dermatologic toxicity from lenalidomide, cytopenias, or GI problems?
This patient really went very well in terms of tolerability. He didn't have any symptoms related to the drugs or the drug administration. As I mentioned, I have seen patients that had really a little bit of more GI problem, like mild diarrhea, which can really be disturbing their daily life. And again, then it's a little bit difficult because it's not a very close dose-effect relationship. So you need sometimes to adjust that and discuss with the patient if they want to continue switch or things like that.
I've heard, I think it's from some myeloma people about, because of course, as you mentioned, they use a lot of long-term lenalidomide, the use of cholestipol, the bile salt absorbing agent. Have you ever tried that in any of your patients with diarrhea?
No, I have never tried that.